Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. So, thank you for tuning in tonight. My sincere intention, you know, is always to bring you the messages of the angels and the archangels, all the celestial beings. And at this time, I want to invite them to be with us. Dear angels, bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Please surround us with divine light and let only your divine truth and wisdom come through. Thank you, God and angels. So tonight I'm excited to announce our guest tonight. Her name is Mira Kelly. She's a professional regressionist. And let me tell you a little bit about Mira. I was so excited to find her. I saw an interview that she had on YouTube, and then I saw her talking with Dr. Wayne Dyer. So it's been exciting for me. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Mira Kelly, she grew up in Bulgaria, where at the age of 13, she had a powerful regression experience. So with great courage and trust in her heart, Mira followed her intuition and came to the U.S. to go to college. So following her graduation from law school, Mira practiced as a corporate and securities attorney in a large law firm in New York City. A painful physical condition led Mira to rediscover the instantaneous emotional and physical healing available through regression. So now, Mira assists many people in transforming their lives through regression. Stories from Mira's sessions are included in Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer and in Miracles Happen by Brian Weiss, MD. Her website, if you want to know more about Mira, is www.mirakelly.com. That is her name, MIRAKELLEY.com. I do want to let you all know that we will be opening the lines after the break for your questions. And that number is on the BBS radio main page, and we are on Station 1. So I want to welcome Mira Kelly to the show. Hi, Mira.
Hi, Linda. It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Well, welcome to Angels Are Near Us. I was so excited that we had some technical problems at the beginning, but we're here.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be speaking with you as well.
So let's start off. You know, I have so many questions. I remember I was talking to you yesterday, and there were so many things that would pop up into my head. But first of all, I know that you have so much to say. And so let's start just by, how long have you been doing the past life regressions? Can you tell us about your personal experience?
I have to tell you, it seems that regressions have been with me really for a very long time, almost most of my life. And for those who are not familiar with past life regressions, I want to say that it's a very beautiful process. It's a process which allows people to connect with other lifetimes they have lived. And by doing that, people really gain understanding on their relationships, on physical conditions, conversations on issues, and that understanding really allows for transformation, for healing to take place in people. And sometimes that is a physical healing, sometimes it's emotional healing, but it's always that feeling of seeing the bigger picture and that feeling of knowing more about yourself. So it's a very beautiful experience.
I myself have experienced past life regression, and before telling you my experience, I could you tell our listeners how it works, Mira? You know, how can they experience these lifetimes? Because you may have heard that maybe a lot of people are a little bit scared or fearful to go and practice this or go back to a lifetime.
Sure, it's very natural for us to connect to these lifetimes because they're ours. So we are always connected with them. Mm-hmm. And some people, for some people, it's very easy to connect with them naturally just because no one told them they cannot. And their mm-hmm. dreams, or sometimes even just in moments of meditation and deep relaxation. And also, we all have heard those incredible cases of children remembering mm-hmm. other lifetimes they have lived. And so really, it's something very natural, and some of us do spontaneously. For others, we can use a little guidance, and that's where I come in. I'm that guide that assists people in connecting. And really, the process is very easy, very gentle. It's really very much, to people, feels like a guided meditation. And then at a certain point, I say to them, so now please tell me, what do you see? And then the images are there, the feelings are there, the sensations are there. And for those who feel a little trepidation around the idea of doing actually a regression, I want to assure you that I really understand your feelings. And yet, all you're going to discover is really more of yourself. And that is such a beautiful thing. That is such a precious adventure.
I totally agree with you. It is an adventure. For me, like you're saying, it's like in a dream state. It's like going through a meditation. It's very gentle. And you're so right. You discover so many things about yourself and, you know, why we're here, our purpose. So with that, I need to ask you about your story in connection with Dr. Dyer. How did you come about to meet him? Or I know that you felt the connection with Dr. Dyer when you met him.
Sure. I have to tell you, it was really all me following the feeling of intuition, that gut feeling. Should I tell you the full story?
Tell us the full story. Because we're excited. I told some of my friends, I need to ask her about her connection with Dr. Dyer. Because I've seen him so many times and I've read his books. He's fascinating, Mira. And I saw the video. We have to tell everybody that the video with him is on your website. So, you know, if any of our listeners want to go there and just listen, it's fantastic to hear Dr. Wayne Dyer speak with you. So tell us. Yes, tell us.
I have to tell you, I was speaking with a friend, and my friend, just a regular phone conversation with a friend, and my friend was telling me about a trip around Europe that Wayne Dyer was doing at the time. Mm-hmm. And my friend mentioned that the name of the trip was Experiencing the Miraculous. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about this. This was the first time I was hearing about it. And I have to tell you, in that moment, as if something spoke inside me, as if that gut feeling jumped, and you know, and mm-hmm. and my intuition anchored on the word miraculous, and mm-hmm. the thought that popped into my mind was that Wayne Dyer is ready for the miracle of healing. Now, I have to tell you, 2 years right before this moment, I was sitting in an audience where Wayne Dyer announced to the audience that he had leukemia, and mm-hmm. so that's all I knew about the leukemia he had. That's, you know, these are just the two events in my life that really connect with that. Mm-hmm. So I shared that moment of intuition with my friend as we were speaking, and my friend knew about the regressions I was doing, and my friend said to me, well, if you have a feeling that you can be of assistance, you should reach out to him. I laughed.
Yes. You know, I would laugh too.
Yes, because, you know, I was actually sitting in my office at that time. At that time, I was working as a lawyer. I was not, my official title was not a regressionist. So that was that with my conversation with my friend. And yet the feeling persisted. And the feeling was, Mira, you need to reach out to him. And at the same time, my mind was doubting and questioning and saying, absolutely not. I have nothing to offer. I'm mm-hmm. a lawyer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And this lasted for about a month, honestly, back and forth, this feeling of there's something there. And again, the feeling of no, absolutely not. There are enough qualified healers around him. And then one day I honestly got tired of myself. So I sat down and I said, okay, I'm going to sit down and write this letter. And I wrote the letter. And then the question became, so where do I send this letter? Because of course I had no personal contact with Wayne Dyer whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it took me half a day of research. Honestly, I have no idea where the address came from. Oh, but God. I did the research. I was determined. And then I sent the letter and I forgot about it. I honestly forgot about it. I was so relieved to not have this feeling in the back mm-hmm. of my mind anymore. And then a month later, I received a phone call from Wayne Dyer, and I was beyond surprised because, you know, I did not expect it. And him and I spoke for literally 2 minutes. And in those 2 minutes, I managed to say to him something about Anita Moorjani's story. And after the phone call, I sent him her story. And of course, you know, the rest is history with Anita's book coming out into being. And her book is called Dying to Be Me. And for those of your listeners who haven't read the book, I really encourage you to read it. It's an incredible book of Anita's near-death experience. And So afterwards, Wayne Dyer and I spoke a few times, and a few months later, I flew out to Maui to do a regression with him, and we had a very powerful session. It was very moving for him, and you know, as he was experiencing the session, as he was going through these emotions, through these feelings, because that's what happens in a regression. You literally become that other person when you literally feel these feelings. It feels like it is you. And as he was going through the emotions and through the story, he was crying. And honestly, I was crying. That's how moving mm-hmm. it was. And then I flew out back to New York. And a few days later, Wayne Dyer called me and he said, I'm really moved by this session. And now I would like to include the story of the session in my book, Wishes Fulfilled. Honestly, I couldn't believe it, because for me, this was beyond what I could have ever imagined. And afterwards, I said to myself, this is really what I said to myself. I said to myself, Mira, Wayne Dyer believes in you. Now it's time for you to believe in yourself. And afterwards, I just really left practicing law, and that was that. And from there on, it's been really a different path for me.
Wow. That was my following question, you know, because you were mentioning being, you know, a corporate attorney. You were successful in this large law firm in New York City. How do you take that risk? I mean, how do you take that? It's really a leap of faith.
It really was. And you see, it took me 6 years to get to that place. And really? That's what I tell people. It was not an easy leap of faith. It took me 6 years to find that courage. And yet the moment I was ready, everything was there to support me. Even Wayne Dyer was there to support me. So what I tell people is, when you're ready to follow your heart, you don't need to worry about jumping off a cliff without a parachute if you don't feel that you'll be able to make it, because that was my issue. You know, my question was, how am I going to be able to support myself? You know, I had all these beliefs that healers don't make enough money, you know, that mm-hmm. only lawyers do make enough money. And So I it took me quite a while to work through these beliefs and really believe in myself. And then the moment I was ready, and meanwhile, I was taking, you know, I was following my excitement, my passion, and my love for regression a step at a time. The most I could do in every possible moment, really, I didn't see it possible for me to just jump off a cliff and be safe and be okay. But I decided I'm going to do it a step at a time. And that's how it really all came together. And since then, I really have been living my dream every day. And it's been, I like to say this phrase, it's been an ecstatic explosion of synchronicities, you know?
Oh, I love that you say that, because exactly, you know, when you really open your heart, like you're saying, you're ready in your heart, everything is presented to you, don't you think? It's like the universe says, yes, here's your dream. Here's this person you're going to contact. And they just connect you with different things in so you could just, you know, reach that goal. And I love how you say that you're reaching your dreams and you sound so happy and so excited. I mean, every time I hear you, you know, I've seen your videos. And then when I heard you speak, I think, oh my God, you're like you're an earth angel actually. And you are spreading this light every day. It's just wonderful.
Thank you. To me, it feels incredibly fulfilling. I have to tell you, I was really moved by your story, by the regression story you and I spoke of yesterday. And yes. I would love to have you share it with people, because I just loved it. I thought of it as such a great example of what this work is like.
It is. It is a great example. I was fortunate to meet a life regressionist here in Oregon, where I live in Portland, and I've done several with her, and several others I have discovered on my own, because the angels have guided me, like you said, in meditations or in dreams. But this was the first one I did, and it was very impactful, and I will just try not to say too much about it, but when I went into this life regression, you know, she guides you. I can imagine you guide your clients as well. But it was very calm, and I brought in all my angels, because I always bring in, you know, the highest good to be with me, and everybody brings in their spirit guides, whoever has to be there. And the funny thing is that when I was going into this, my grandfather appeared to me. My grandfather this is from my father's side. He's Mexican. And I never met my grandfather, because he died when my father was only 12 years old. So when he appeared to me and I saw him, I said, oh my God, I am able to see you and to meet you. I felt so loved by him. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he was a lawyer. He was an attorney. And so anyway, I was so happy to see him. So while I'm going through this, you know, and she's telling me to go to this path and where are you? And suddenly I open my eyes and I realize, and I look at myself, I'm a nurse and I'm in World War II, and I am walking, and I suddenly feel that I'm supposed to help these soldiers of this airplane that just was shot down. But before I continue with the story, my reason for going to see this therapist was because I had so much fear of flying, Mira. I couldn't fly on planes. I mean, I fly when I was younger, but right before I got married, I couldn't fly anymore. And I would fly, but with people, with somebody accompanying me, like, you know, my sons, I would take them with me. My mom lived in Houston at the time many years ago. She would go to Mexico City, pick me up and take me to Houston so I could go visit her. It was ridiculous that I just had this fear of flying. So that's why I did it. I did it because I said, it's time. This is only 2 years ago. I said, this is time. I need to get rid of this fear. I can't be asking all my friends to fly with me. I had asked my sister to fly with me. It was ridiculous. Anyway, so while I was there, I see this airplane, and it's World War II. The airplane was shot down. And they indicate to me to go into the plane, whoever I was working with. There were doctors and different people there. But as I go into the plane, I felt such sadness. And that was the worst pain, not to be there and to experience that, but to see the pain of these young men that were dying because of the plane crash. And because I had to heal them, I had to help them. And all I wanted was to help them. You know, I wanted to be there for them. So that was my shock when I went into this lifetime. And anyway, I suddenly, you know, I recognized several of the young men that were there. They were no older than 19, 20 years old. And I recognize them in this lifetime era. And I know who they are. Mm-hmm. And I have blessed them, and, you know, I always pray for them. And I know that, you know, I think I have healed that part. And I brought back with me a much wider and broader understanding of why I had this great fear. And my fear was because she told me, as you see this plane, you always you had that trauma that the plane was always going to fall down. And that was my trauma, that I would get on the plane and it would fall down. So, you know, thank God it was very eye-opener and an experience that, you know, I will never forget. And I have healed it. And now I go everywhere. I in April, I flew to Cancun. I flew to New York City all by myself. I came back to Oregon. I just went to Miami. I mean, I have been going. I went to Los Angeles. You know, I have been nonstop.
I love it.
But you see, you understand this, right? Because you must see this in many other clients, how you can just change that lifestyle or that block that I had.
Absolutely. And you see, what you experience, for example, meeting your grandfather is something that is very, sometimes people experience in sessions with me, and it's just such an incredibly moving thing to connect with relatives they have never met, or relatives that have passed away, you know, loved ones. So that in itself is such a precious experience. And it's not just, you know, just unique to your case. People really experience it. People experience being on the other side, communicating with their guides, with their angels, with their loved ones, seeing what is it that people do on the other side as spirits, you know. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying about being a nurse and helping these soldiers is also very interesting, because what happens is we often move through lifetimes together just because we create these connections, we create these experiences, and then we build on those experiences. You know, we look for another perspective on those relationships in the present lifetime. So chances are, you know, the people, each one of the listeners, and of course you and I, love the most, that are closest to us, are people we have known in many other lifetimes. And you see, sometimes people call this love at first sight, when you meet someone and you just fall in love with them. And sometimes it makes me wonder, is it really love at first sight, or is it a soul recognition at first sight? And same thing, you know, with our relatives, with our friends. Yeah.
That was my next question I was going to ask you before we go on break. Just, you want to answer this one. You know, you did mention in your website that we reincarnate with the same root of souls. So do you believe that it's because we need to see them again, or there's something that we're learning? And you're saying at first sight, sometimes we think, oh my God, it's like I've known you for some time, and I've never met you, right? And like, I already know you, or I'm falling in love with you at first sight. So is it because we recognize them?
I believe so. I really believe it's because we recognize each other, and really our physical forms change, our names change, the status and circumstances and genders change, and yet the energy is there. There's just no disputing that the connection is there.
Absolutely, the soul energy,
the
core.
Yeah, and I want to go back to what you were saying about the emotional healing of the flying fear. Mm-hmm. That is just such a wonderful thing, because, you know, I've seen such transformations under many different phobias and fears and physical ailments just as well. So I'm really happy that you had that experience, because this is just a sharing that will encourage others to look for those solutions themselves.
Absolutely. We're going to take a little break right now, because I want people to call in if they have any questions for you, Mira. And coming back, you need to tell us about your experience, because I love your experience too. I read about that. So let me give those numbers out. Please call in. You know, Mira Kelly is here. She's a regressionist. She can answer any questions you may have. Our numbers are 1-888-627-6008. That's toll-free, 1-888-627-6008, or 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011. And you can find these numbers on the main page of bbsradio.com. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
It's only a minute, an hour, a day, but my love for you will never fade. They say it only takes a lifetime to heal. It was only yesterday that I could wipe your tears away and tell you to go out and play, but you're not here. The little things we did, the times we had, the way you looked for me when you were sad. I taught you how to ride your bike and put on makeup. It was only yesterday that I could wipe your tears away and tell you to go out and play. Yeah, yeah. It was only yesterday I could look at you and say, I will love you every day, but you're not here.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. Our guest tonight is Mira Kelly. She's a regressionist, and we were just talking about our experiences having regression. We don't have a caller right now, so Mira, do you want to tell us about your experience?
Sure. I would love to tell you about the first time I regressed myself. Mm-hmm. I was 13 years old, and I have to tell you, for this story to make sense, I have to tell you, I grew up in a communist country, and there was really no religious education. Angels were not part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. God was definitely not there for me, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. When I was 9 years old, communism fell as a regime, and all of a sudden, there was such an influx of spiritual information, because people were really hungry. There was very little discernment about what should be accepted and what shouldn't. And for example, in one conversation, people could speak about extraterrestrials and speak about the Easter service, you know, in the church. In other words, there was really no difference in people's minds. It was all spirituality. And I have an uncle, and my uncle was reading a book on regressions, actually by Brian Weiss, and I was so intrigued by the book, I couldn't wait for him to finish reading the book so I can get my hands on it. And so I read the book, and I was mesmerized. I was intrigued by these stories which Brian was sharing, where people will actually have these emotional and physical transformations just by revisiting something that they're experiencing in their heads. Mm-hmm. And on the back of the book there was a script. So I was so curious. I wanted to do a regression. So I recorded the script on a tape, because you know back then there were tapes only. As I was rewinding the tape to start playing it for myself, I actually thought to myself, I was thinking, but there's really nothing wrong with me. I don't have phobias. I have no illnesses. I'm just fine. And yet the curiosity was so big in me, you know? So mm-hmm. I played the tape, and I instantly dropped into the body of a woman who actually was during World War II, living mm-hmm. in a Nazi compound, you know, where the soldiers were. Yeah. And I actually was A Russian spy who was disguised as a doctor. So my job was to gather information while healing all these Nazi soldiers and officers and so on. And one of my patients was a very important Nazi general. And actually, I have received orders to kill him rather than heal him. So there was this vivid scene which I experienced where I was honestly just about to pour the poison into his glass. Of course, he was thinking I was giving him medication. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking up and every fiber in my being felt that this was wrong. This was not right. And yet I felt so trapped. You know, I felt like I had no other choice. I really felt cornered. I really felt like I was doing the right thing, you know, the morally right thing by serving my country and by trying to eradicate this evil, even just by killing this one person, you know, the Nazi evil. So sure enough, the man got poisoned. And the next scene I saw is how all these officers, all these soldiers were chasing after me, and I was looking to escape. And of course, they caught me, and I was actually executed on an electric chair.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, as a 13-year-old, the time of World War II seemed like time of antiquity to me, all right? So honestly, a part of my mind was saying, how could there be electric chairs in World War II, you know, in the 1940s? To me, it seemed like such a modern thing, and that's such a time of antiquity. Yeah. So when my mom came home that night from work, I shared what I have done. And I shared this story, and I asked her, Mom, did they have electric chairs? And she said, yes, they did. And that's all the research I honestly did. Honestly, for the next 10 or 15 years, I kept on sharing this story with friends. And yet I never doubted it. In other words, I never needed to go and confirm with the history books if this was really true. And then I was somewhere in my mid-20s when I was telling the story yet again to a friend. And my friend said, well, have you tried to research? And I was like, well, you know what? I should try. And I'm saying this to tell people how these experiences feel so real that there is really nothing that outside of you can shake you and tell you this mm-hmm. wasn't valid.
Absolutely.
But just because it feels real. And even if your mind is saying, but wait, what if I imagine this, right? Like I was thinking, how could there be electric chairs? I always tell people, you know what? Let it be so, because sometimes it's so gratifying when clients can actually do the research after having had sessions with me, and they come back with all this proof, you know, and they say, look, isn't this exciting? And of course, there are stories where there's just simply no confirmation, just because the story is such that we really go on the basis of feelings. And that's when I tell people, don't worry about the validity of it. Just tell me, did it feel real to you? How does it feel? Does it make you feel like you understand better? Does it feel that it fits into the details of who you are? Does it make sense as to the person who you are today? And actually, the answer is always, yes, it does.
And so
it's really this kind of healing that really takes place inside people. You really cannot put your finger on it. And yet the subconscious mind always arranges everything so perfectly that you find yourself in an incredible place. I want to tell you a story. So
can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt you for a second, Mira? No, I love to keep the conversation, but we do have two callers. So we forgot about our callers today. We're so excited. Let me bring in our first caller. Is that Paola is on line three? Hello? Is that Paula? Hello? I don't hear. Do is Stephanie?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Can you guys hear me now? This is Paola.
Okay, Paola. Yeah, I was trying to say your name. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I have dabbled with regression here and there, and I always seem to have memories, but they're not very vivid. I just have this feeling of knowing, and I can outline the story, I can say the story, but sometimes I'm not sure why I'm not seeing anything. And I mean, I hear your story and I hear Mira's story and I've read so many stories. And I was just wondering, is it possible that that is just my imagination? And also for Mira, is there any instance where you've tried to regress someone or you've assisted someone in regression and nothing has happened?
I really love your questions, Paula. I wanna address first the one where you're saying that the memories are not vivid. I'm actually really happy you're bringing this up. Regression is a very tailored to the person experience, okay? In other words, every experience is very appropriate for where the person is and for what is it that they need. And there's really no two regressions that are alike. Some people experience regressions the way you and I think of going to the movies and watching the movies, or the way your life feels to you right now. In other words, there's just scene after scene flowing. Everything is moving with detail. And that's just one way. Other people have experiences where they see flashes of things, just a brief image, a brief scene, and in between there is a sense of knowingness. There's a lot of feelings. I have had clients who have had experiences that are more feeling based. So for example, there will be just one image of something or feeling of a knowingness of something, and the rest will be feelings. And I have to tell you, somebody even said to me, Mira, I feel like I'm translating to you from another language, as if I'm experiencing all this in feelings, and then I'm looking for the words to tell you what is it that I'm experiencing. And other people hear things. Other people actually sense things. I did a session with a woman who is a massage therapist, and she was saying to me, Mira, I need to feel and touch things so I can tell you what is there. And to me, it made sense afterwards because she's so used to trusting her feeling of touch. Because of that, I always tell people, please just allow it to be the way it needs to be. The information is there. You're connecting with it. Trust that it's benefiting you. And if you were to say, oh, this is not valid, it needs to be like the way I've read it in the books, you're really robbing yourself of the possibility of just really experiencing what is there. And I also want to mention something else. What happens is sometimes, even if a person sees a regression as a movie, the next time they can see it just as a flashes. The next time they can just see it as feelings. I have had all these various experiences. In other words, just because up to this moment you have had this knowingness and memories that have not been vivid, it doesn't mean this is the only way for you. It's really just a matter of what is important at this moment, of how is it important for the story to be delivered, how would you understand it best. And I have to tell you, everything is always arranged in the back of the mind so perfectly, sometimes we don't even need to think about it. And going to your second question, whether people sometimes don't experience anything, it's a very interesting question, and I think the answer hinges on the person's ability in the moment to relax, or whether it's really just appropriate for them, or whether they're really ready for that. I have had a few clients where they have not been able to experience anything, even though they come up to me and they say, Mira, I'm ready for this tremendous change. I'm ready for this tremendous healing. And yet they're scared. You know, that means giving up on too many restraints, on too many comfort zones, on too much. And so the person doesn't feel comfortable. So sometimes, so what I ask them to do is just really to approach things differently, really to allow for a bit of a long-term project rather than just one session with me or just one listening to my CD. I tell them, just keep on listening to the CD. It's there. As long as you are conscious mind feels comfortable that it's not going to be annihilated, you know, it's not going to be asked to be stretched out too much, the information will be there because it is there. You know, you have had those experiences. So that's really where the answer is. It's not that the person is not able, because trust me, everybody is able to get into this state. And it's not that the regressionist is incapable. It's really whether it's really just the right thing for the person in this moment. And going back to whether people are capable of experiencing regressions, I hear this one often. My answer is yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, she is. So, Paola, I just want to say two words that came out from Archangel Michael for you, is that one is believe, and the second one is you have found the truth. So definitely believe what just Mira said, that what you experience is your truth, and you have Archangel Michael, you know, backing you up, which is wonderful.
Thank you. I keep him at my bedside.
Isn't that great?
Thank you so much, Francis.
Oh, yes, thank you for thank calling you so in. Much. We have another caller, but thank you, Paola, for calling. God bless you.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paola.
Bye. So I think we have Stephanie on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. What's your question?
I guess mine's kind of related to what Paola asked. And then after what Mira said, it's how do you know if you're ready? Because, I mean, I just wanted to also say that I appreciate your story. I was on Facebook tonight, and I saw your little post that you were going to be on this radio show. So I clicked on it, and here I am.
Oh, great. Thank you, Stephanie.
I want to
ask you, what do you mean, how do you know if you're ready? Do you mean how do you know whether to even embark on regression?
I guess when Paola asked, the question, does everybody have an experience? And you said some people don't have an experience because they're not quite ready.
Cases are so rare and so, you know, so rare that it's just really the very few. Most people are, because, you know, you're always given what it is that you need. You're always given the guidance, the information is there. And so I want to say, if you feel moved to even having called, you know, haven't even joined us today, I would say there's something, you know, your heart is pulling you in that direction, because there's something to be discovered. And I do private sessions, and if you feel compelled to work with me privately, you can just reach me through my website, which is mirakelly.com, mirakelley.com, or you can just get my CD and work with the CD. And I have to tell you, I myself actually work with my own CD. Linda was asking me yesterday, when we spoke yesterday, who do I go and see and who do I go and see and have regressions with? And I said to her, you know what? I actually listen to my own CD. So it has a really very good regression, and the meditation is just really something incredible. It's part of the CD set too. So I want to encourage you that you give it a try, and please do connect with me on Facebook later and just tell me how did it go for you.
Okay, I will. I'll get the CD. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, Stephanie, that is worth while listening to. The CD is called Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond, so all our listeners can hear that. And I think it would be a wonderful experience for you, because your angel message, because I was just, you know, asking about you right now, is that heaven is watching over you. And you are receiving much, much blessings of abundance. You have two guardian angels by your side, and they're the ones who are really encouraging you to look more into this. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. God bless you.
All right. God bless you both.
Thank you. We have another caller. Claudia?
Hi.
Hi, Claudia. How
Hello,
are you?
Mira.
Hi, Claudia.
I'm good. Thank you. Hi. So glad I was able to get a chance to speak with you, Mira. I've been following you also on Facebook and just following your story. You're very inspirational and always been interested in regression work. I'm fascinated by it. And I just wanted some advice. I just wanted to know if someone like me wants to learn more about it. I would like to get would like to schedule a session with you in the future, but I'm also going to order your CDs. What books or information would you guide someone who would like to know more about this subject?
Sure. I'm so happy to be able to share that with you. I presently don't teach people how to do what is it that I do, but I can share with you the books I've read. One of my teachers was Brian Weiss, so I want to encourage you to read his books. In fact, his latest book is called Miracles Happen, and it has stories of his students, stories from his seminars, stories of people who have worked with his products. And actually three of my stories are included in the book. I'm really greatly honored. And he's an incredible person. So I want to encourage you to just really see that as a possibility, you know, explore that. But really, the bigger advice I can give you is to just follow your excitement about this. In other words, in every moment something speaks to you about regression, just really follow the path, be it a seminar, be it a lecture, be it a CD, be it a book, be it just to talk about this. That's how I really did it. I did not set out to be a regressionist, okay? It just really built and built and built on for me because it started with a conversation and then another one and then a book and then an experience. And on and on and on, and here I find myself today. And I'm not saying that you need to be a regressionist someday. I'm simply saying I'm really happy to know that you feel pulled by the possibilities held in this work, and I want to encourage you to experience it following the path that your heart is showing you.
Thank you. Yes, I actually attended a Brian Weiss workshop a couple of months ago. So thank you. So thank you for giving me that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in Pasadena. I think I can do it somehow.
Oh, sure.
And I actually saw Wayne Dyer, and I can do it Pasadena as well.
Yes.
So it's great. Thank you. I like the connection. I'm gonna pursue that. Thank you for the advice.
Claudia, do you want an angel message?
Sure. I love angels,
yeah,
as well.
Because
I was excited.
As you were speaking, I look at the card and I ask the angels, but definitely Archangel Michael comes out and says that you are deciding to be happy now and don't postpone it. And I think it has a lot to do with trust, Archangel Michael says. And Mira was encouraging you to even listen to her CD and go beyond and just, you know, look deeper, because again, doing the regression for you, it'll give you much more trust in the person that you are. And that's what Archangel Michael is saying, that you will be happy now. So take that advice.
Thank you so much. I love the angels and Archangel Michael. I love, that's also another passion that I'm going into. That's why I love the fact that Mira was on the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Isn't it right? This is a wonderful opportunity to be with angels and with Mira at the same time.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mira.
It was a pleasure, Claudia.
God bless you. Wow, that was incredible. You know, I love how you know, people, like we were talking, people are so open to this now, Mira. People are I think they're ready. And mostly I feel the energies of this new year. You know, we had such a challenging year. But this new year, I feel it's opening up much more energy, much more love, much more light. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, I really just get so excited when I think that the number of the year is 13, in other words, 2013, because for me, the number 13 is such a number of transformation, that's stepping on the next step of on the path, you know, that next rung on the ladder. So yes, I absolutely agree with you.
Absolutely. When you were mentioning, so you studied with Brian Weiss. And what is the book that you mentioned, so we could tell our listeners?
Oh, sure. The book that I mentioned is called Miracles Happen.
And
it just came out a few months ago. So it's a new book. It'll be very interesting for people to read it.
Oh, I can imagine. And then the one that Dr. Dyer wrote is Wishes Fulfilled, right?
Yes, it's called Wishes Fulfilled, and I'm most grateful that actually the entire transcript of the actual regression was included. You see, I do something else in my sessions, and also it's part of my CD. It's not really just a regression. I also lead the person to connect with their higher self, and of course, that part with Dr. Dyer left out naturally, but. It's really a very a wonderful opportunity for people to connect to their guides and to their higher self and to their angels and receive the guidance. And that's really the benefit of having the CD rather than, you know, just working with me, because the CD is always there. And that's really the reason why I reach out to it every time, because when you need that guidance, when you need that question being answered, the tool, the path is there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, because there's so many tools that, you know, I know that you give sessions in person, but if someone can't see you in person, I mean, we would have to bring you to where we are.
Yes. I have to tell you, I'll be coming to Los Angeles in March. And I'm mentioning it because I know that a lot of your listeners are out on the West Coast. And yes, and I just wanted to mention it as a possibility, because I am based in New York right now. And sometimes it's quite a trip.
I can imagine. But it would be exciting that you do come to the West Coast and a lot of people can meet you and have sessions. But, you know, having the CD, I mean, I want to get it right away too, because I want to do more of my life regressions. So that's Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond. Mm-hmm. And you can go to Mira's website, which is mirakelly.com, correct?
Yes, mirakelly.com.
You're also on Facebook? Yes.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm the one who manages my Facebook page, and I really love talking to everyone. So please talk to me.
Yes, we want to talk to you.
Yes, I enjoy it greatly.
I love that you're on the show. So you had asked me to give you an angel message to you as well.
Yes.
So I did that this afternoon. I just did a few questions, and the first thing that came out was that you definitely are an earth angel, and that you speak your truth, and that is just so important. The way you speak your truth is the way of the light. So do you have a question right now? Because I'm just doing some cards right now.
I love that. I really love that. I have to tell you, just pull a card for me and I know that the answer will be there.
Okay, so the first card that I just pulled was Miracle. And this miracle is guided by the Christ consciousness.
That is interesting.
And that you are surrounded by this beautiful, it's a yellow light. It's like a golden light. Where they're showing me like the core is a heart, that your heart is just all expanded around you. It's incredible. And this beautiful golden light with a heart. And definitely you're a leader. Archangel Michael says you're a leader. You're almost like a Saint Joan of Arc. And you're going forth straight without anyone stopping you. So it's really beautiful, the vision that you have. You have three guardian angels with you. So you said you didn't learn about angels when you were young, but do you believe in angels right now?
I do. I work with them quite often, actually, in my sessions.
Yeah.
Do tell me about the three guardian angels.
You have three guardian angels, and one says that she's with you every time you sleep and you ask for something. She's there with you. She's the one who helps with the dreams. She brings Archangel Michael also with you. There's the other guardian angel who is helping you envision much more of what you want to do. You have so much dreams and so much enthusiasm that it's like they're opening up much more your vision. It's really expanding more and more, Mira. And you're very committed. The other angel is saying that you are definitely a committed person, and you're a leader. So
that
is really a great expression of who you are. And I'm sure that you will be very rewarded for everything that you're doing. It just feels so good. You have so much goodness in your heart. And that is why I see this big heart around you, you know, with the Christ consciousness.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome.
These messages.
I had so much fun with you. We need to do another show, definitely.
Yes, we didn't even get to half of the questions.
We didn't get half to the questions. I have so many other questions. So anyway, I just want to do a little bit of a prayer, a guardian angel prayer before we leave. But do give out all your information so they can contact you, please.
Sure. My website is Mira Kelly, MiraKelley. And there's a contact form there. So please email me through my website. And also connect with me on Facebook. I look forward to that.
Oh, definitely. I love to connect on Facebook with everybody, too. So, well, just thank you so much, Mira, for the wonderful knowledge that you give us and everything that you share. With everyone. I love the regression. I hope that everybody practices. If you could do it on Mira CD, it would be fantastic. It's very healing and it's transformational, really. And mostly the angels, they were guiding me today, you know, that we are all made of light and the divine sets into motion any creation that we envision. So, you know, we see the light that it's a key to all of us. It's in making things happen. You know, the angels are made of light. We are made of light. And we are trying to be the best earth angels. And that's why angels are closer to us now. They're really opening up to our desires, to our wishes. So just keep that in mind. You know, we are light energy. We are made of light. And light and energy has creative power. So with that, let's just close our eyes and ask our guardian angels to be with us, to bless us with peace and with strength and with valor, fill our hearts and our minds and our body with God's wholeness and healing. We are grateful for your blessing presence and loving compassion at every moment, as we know that through the angelic love, the sacred wisdom of God flows through us and enfolds us like rays of sunshine upon all on earth. Help us to learn in having patience and tolerance, allowing to embrace the harmony and the balance and truthful happiness in life. We thank you for lovingly guarding our well-being, always looking for our most highest good. Amen. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to my callers. Thank you, Mira. And may God bless everyone and angels protect you. Until next time, good night.